I think 2-0 might have flattered us a little bit at the end, scoring in injury time there. But look, we ran our luck. Kieran Gallagher kept us in the game with a penalty save before half time. And should they have scored that, it might have been a different game. But look, we weren't particularly at our best, and we haven't particularly been at our best in recent weeks. But we're getting results, and you know, that's really all that matters at the moment.
Yeah, and really and truly, Ollie, when we were chatting during the week in the lead up to this game, that's exactly the way you predicted this one might go, because you played so well in some games and didn't really get what you deserved, and particularly that Wexford game here not that long ago. But yet, all tonight, not at your best, but still managed to grind out a victory.
Yeah, that's what it was. We grinded out a victory there. I don't think it was pretty, you know, but look, it's better that than playing great football like we did against Wexford and come out with nothing. But it's just we need to kick on from this. We need to improve. It looks like we've got GCD on Sunday. That's Sunday week. Should they go out of the Europa Cup on Thursday night? We're up in Belfield on Sunday, which was a turnaround. We didn't actually expect that. But we would need to improve in our performance from tonight to have any hope up in Belfield. But I think we can, and I'm hopeful that we will, but we'll have to.
The conditions tonight, Ollie, didn't really help either team. I mean, we can hear the wind in the background. It didn't really, you know, help either side in that it was more of a cross one, really, but the football really suffered as a result.
Yeah, it did. I mean, the first half we had most of the possession. They allowed us to have the ball across the back. You know, we were probably a little bit sluggish in getting it across from one side to the other to get out. We're taking two or three passes maybe rather than one pass that would have got us out quicker, and we'd have got up that side with a little bit of space. But in the first half, I thought we were very much in control. They didn't really have, you know, they didn't really have a chance in that manner. It was only when they put Kynan Rocks up top about 10 minutes before half time and dropped Darren Murphy to the middle of the field. Kynan has a lot of pace, and it was really when he went up there that started the stretches. You know, Packy and Tommy were very comfortable, and then he was involved in the penalty, and after we saved the penalty, he was involved in another shot that he had skipped over the top that just went by the post. So, you know, that was also maybe a reason where we were pinned back a little bit. Look, it's difficult. A difficult night to play in. Cove are a very difficult team to play against. There's some very, very good players. I mean, you know, the few free kicks there with Shane O'Connor, that, you know, the one on his left foot there, that letting can put them in the corner at times, you know. But just tonight it didn't happen for him. And luckily for us, we stumbled over the line.
Yeah, mentioned for Paddy Mealy then too, getting that goal in the first half. Ollie, he's had a difficult this season with the injury. It's been frustrating for him, but he comes back in now, and not long after return to the side, he's on the mark.
Yeah, Paddy came in for his first game really against Longford in the cup game back at the end of May. He had an outstanding game down there, and of course he was going to come back in with adrenaline and with all of that. You know, he hadn't a huge amount of preparation work done. To be fair to Mickey McGlynn, he had taken him a lot of the time, but he really was a match fit. He hadn't kicked a ball since we played Longford previously in the very last game of the last season here in October. Like, so you're talking about maybe 6 months, maybe even more, 7 months, I don't know what it is. So he came back in with a bang against Longford Town. We had to rest him for the replay here because he'd never been fit for that loan, which was coming games thick and fast. He then struggled a little bit. To be fair to Peck, he'd be the first man to tell you up in Shelburne he wasn't himself. But he came on last week against Waterford when Tommy McMonaghan was off injured after about 20 minutes. And he was excellent. And he brought that quality in today again. Not even the goal that he got from the throw-in, but defensively he won all his headers. And you know, but we need that. And we need that when he goes up next week against the likes of Ryan Swan and Robbie Benson and them boys in UCT. he'll need to be at his best because they have that type of quality. But I've no doubt Paddy will kick on with us, yeah.
Right, and the other goal scorer as well, Wilfred Tagbo. Ollie, he's probably come in for a wee bit of criticism this season because he hasn't been scoring goals despite all his work rate and despite all the effort. So important for him to get on the mark too.
Yeah, Wilfred, no, he's not an out-and-out goal scorer, as you said yourself. You know, Wilfred's qualities are he's very, very athletic, he's very strong in the air, he's strong all around, and he's physically, you know, he's a handful. He's a fair amount of pace. Probably finishing isn't, you know, he's maybe a top class compared to your likes of Danny Thurling and all of them. But look, I mean, he put it in from, what is it, all a yard. Great. You know, maybe that'll kick him on, but we need to improve to try and stay with your UCDs, your Wexfords, your Shelburnes. You know, they've all improved. And while our results have improved, which is probably the main thing, our performances are still lacking, but it was enough to get us over the line tonight. I'm not so sure will that performance be enough up in Belfield next Sunday, should that game go ahead.
Right, and will you get excited by being back top of the table, Ollie?
You know, as I said to you, I think the only position that matters is at the end of the season where we are, you know. I think Shelburne were winning this league at this time last year, and they ended up losing the playoff to Galway, where Galway and Longford came strong in the second half of the season. You know, at the moment Wexford and UCD are coming strong, but we're not too far behind ourselves, you know. So look, if we can compete with the top three or four and be in there with contention till the last game, as I said, against Wexford here, we'd be thrilled, but we need to improve to any Huapaduna.
Okay.